is command, no purpose and place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression.
I'm interested in the B-boy, so fuck you, my man.
And all the ones that's currently spitting.
get no pride, you get no mind, you get no shit. And you are the one to blame, is that what you do? Go people, is that what people really do?
Trump, thank you so much for joining us and the rest of America in filling out your NCAA tournament bracket in what we're calling the Bracket Donald Trumpology.
Yeah, it really has a nice ring to it, I find. I feel like it really slides off the tongue and lips.
Yeah, but, you know, just because we called it Bracketology when we had President Obama do it, doesn't mean you have to try to fit
it. It really slides off the tongue and lips like a bit.
Okay, well, let's get into your bracket here. You've actually X'd out all the number one seeds, Villanova, Gonzaga, Kansas, North Carolina, all of them, and you've replaced it with Trump, which is not exactly helpful because you're not in the tournament.
Listen, host, if I were in the NCAA tournament, and I'm not, but I still might be, I actually haven't decided yet, but if I were, I'd be a one seed and I'd probably win the whole thing.
You're saying if you were in the tournament, you'd be the favorite?
Favorite and the underdog. First time ever.
Focus on it. Luckily, the only other jobs Trump has given Kushner are managing the dispute with Mexico over Trump's border wall and brokering Middle East peace. Okay, that's a little much for one family member. Maybe they should give Middle East peace to Tiffany. Yeah, there you go. I'll take care of it. Of course, Jared will still
finally
have time
no
for his hobbies like testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee on the Trump campaign's ties to Russia. Well, not if he overhauls the government first. Business idea number one, no Senate. Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm actually not a huge basketball fan. I find it to be too ethnic, but I love the NCAA, how they do business. It's really a fantastic model, I'll tell you. Young black men working for free, that is winning.
Okay. You also have Hillary equals stinks off to the side.
Don't you think that's good? I thought that was good. I don't know. But I filled this out while I was sitting on the toilet, or what I like to call security briefings, because when security briefings happen, I go sit in the bathroom.
Jesus Christ. But don't you think that with some of the stronger lower seeds, like Wichita State or Middle Tennessee State, that someone might upset Trump?
Well, plenty of things upset Trump. Okay, the media upset Trump. Right, Barack Obama upset Trump. Brown people, poor people, women, less wealthy Jews, Mexicans, Muslims,
you've been
Muslims,
taken
that's crust
by
puff
a
Muslims, my job. My family,
now, campaign,
my tie scotch tape don't stick to my seven infected toes. Fake news, lies, truths, true lies, so fake truths, Arnold Schwarzenegger, now, and undercooked steak all upset Trump.
That's right, he promised to use his deal-making superpowers to get the drug companies to cut prices. But after the election, he sat down with the executives of Big Pharma, and what do you know? It turns out the solution isn't to get tough at all, it's to cut regulations. Fuck! He promised the Keystone Pipeline would be built with American steel. It won't. He promised to be the savior of coal miners, but here was the headline last month. Trump's budget slams West Virginia. I know you real Americans hate being called stupid, but you gotta meet me halfway and stop being stupid.
about individual players. As a great Dick Vitale would say, do you see any diaper dandies or PTPers in this field?
Well, all I can say is that Steve Bannon is my diaper dandy. I mean, have you ever seen him in his diaper? It's a real sight to behold. It's fantastic. Steve always has a full diaper, and if you ask me, that's just dandy.
All right, that's enough. Thank you so much, Mr. President, for joining us. We'll be sure to let you know how your bracket does once the tournament starts.
I guess we're done.
I'm gonna get some chili.
Let's just run it up the flagpole and see if anybody indicts me. Because there is one other small story out there I wasn't here to tell you about last week. The FBI is investigating the Trump campaign for colluding with Russia during the election. And you know it was a busy news week when I'm only getting to the treason at 11:58. Last Monday, is that right? 12:02, I gotta get this thing checked. Last Monday, FBI Director James Comey said this about an investigation that's been going on since July.
The FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government.
Wow! The FBI is investigating the President of the United States for colluding with a foreign power. That is historic. The only way it could possibly be more historic is if you told us before the election. I know you were busy checking out the whole Hillary email thing, but it would have been nice before the game. Now, the Trump administration denies there was any coordination between their campaign and the Russians. Instead, Trump thinks the FBI needs to change the focus of the investigation, tweeting, "The real story that Congress, the FBI, and all others should be looking into is the leaking of classified information. Must find leaker now." What? What? Are you... Do I hear you correctly? You are mad that we found out something was happening with Russia. That's like saying, stop looking for the burglars. I want to know who installed the alarm system. What did ADT know? When did they know it? Sloman, you can't hide behind that shield forever. You must testify. Find out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Late Show. I'm your... It's good to be back.
We're having a little Furious George March Madness here, and wanted to say shout outs to the crazy cool mad folks here that make this fun little thing.
Shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them?
So seriously, we are living in this modern world with plenty of shares of craziness. Like I said, we are Michael Power Radio, Furious George Show.
I was all presidential about terrible murder.
Oh, that was not fun. Okay, for real.
I've landed on my feet this time.
Micropower Radio, the show may be offensive to some members dangling. We're going after Trump on so many fun things. So many great things. It's going to be huge. All right, I think we're all set up here, for real. This is Michael Power Furious Radio, WCOM FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 103.5 FM. You can also go to furiousg.blogspot.com, where there are lots of old shows. and learn about the other things that we spotlighted and taken on in the world, all over the world. And most of all, having fun taking on the biggest of the biggest bullies I can pick on and all their stupid minions that follow him. Sorry. If you haven't noticed, this is a Furious George show where we provide a soundtrack to all the madness. And just trying to follow up Buck Rooster. Thursday nights here, community-based, non-commercial, real, voluntary, volunteer radio. Learn more about it. Go to WCOMFM.org. WCOMFM.org. I'm Dr. Furious. Been doing this here at the station since we started. Along with a couple others, not many. A couple other cool, well, many cool folks, but some of us have been here since we started. Lots of everybody's cool, seriously. That's the reason we've gotten this far.
I hope I've landed on my feet.
Where are we? How did I get here? Who am I? Also, I got some fun new music from Clark. Lots of other cool, crazy beats. That's Land of the Loops there in the background. Staple of furiousness. As well as, we got some other cool, new and old and cool stuff all over the place. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Power Furiousness. Be the craziest ride of a presidential.
Marijuana hanging off my breath, blowing smoke, and I'm coughing like I'm damn near death. If I died right now, I would be so fresh to death. They would have to say that fat motherfucker coughing fresh. Goddamn fat bastard, where that motherfucker casket? But nah, baby, you gon' get this here vertical. Every word murderful, surgical, painful, purposeful. And I'm taking left off your fuck list, personal. Ooh, they done let that fucking mic out. It's like Tyson in the 80s, nigga, snap and put your lights out. Yeah! Yeah, it's like Tyson in the 90s. If I'm losing, take a bite out. I'm so motherfucking grimy, so motherfucking greedy. Gritty, mama said she couldn't breastfeed cause I was biting at the titty. Beep.
So I think we burned our bridges. But it's difficult to tell. I've been walking through the ashes. Saying didn't we do well? So I think we'll have to pay for this.
LP, fuck boys, think about it. Fuck you gonna sell me? You don't know a thing about us. Women doze with ayahuasca, drum circle and sing about us. Dolphins prone to rape, we hear the tape and stop to think about it. Monks will immolate themselves until the record hits the shelf. Yetis walk right out the woods to cop it without thinking about it. Workers at the sweatshop cause they bossed out how the vets drop. Working ants around the queen and shoot a bitch's
rub it
head
on.
Off.
Rub it on. Drunk dog, you gotta get the muscle to hold still while you're rubbing on, but... They say it works. I don't know. It's not my product. I just say it's just a sponsor. It's just a sponsor. Trump also doesn't blame, and this is very important. It's so important that he gets this through to you. He does not blame Paul Ryan. Speaking of not blaming Paul Ryan, Trump found time to make a TV recommendation, tweeting on Saturday, "Watch Judge Jeanine on Fox News tonight at 9 p.m. Well, that's interesting. I wonder what the show was about that night.
Paul Ryan needs to step down.
Rip, rip, rip,
slams West Virginia. I know you real Americans hate being called stupid, but you gotta meet me halfway and stop being stupid. I would say Trump was a used car salesman, but with a used car salesman, at least you get a car. With Trump, you don't get any car, but you definitely get taken for a ride. He promised, and I quote, "We're going to have insurance for everybody, much less expensive and much better." But when we saw the bill, it was a giant tax cut for the rich paid by kicking 24 million people off their health insurance. What a truly novel approach to making healthcare less expensive, saving money by not giving people healthcare. It's like saving money on your kids' education by letting them stay home and watch Judge Judy. And again, I don't want to use the S word, but then you have to tell me how this sounded at all possible.
You can end up with great health care for a fraction of the price, and that's going to take place immediately after we go in, okay? Immediately. Fast. Quick.
Believing health care could be way better at a fraction of the cost is so silly. Let's call it silly. The Trump approach to health care was never going to be repeal and replace. It was always bait and switch. Because that is the con man's approach to everything. Did I say health insurance for all? I meant access to insurance. Did I say Mexico would pay for the beautiful wall that keeps drug dealers out and locks the freshness in? I meant Mexico would pay us back.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Act now, and we'll throw in a second wall absolutely free. Trump has promised jobs. You're probably wondering, will these be good jobs? I'm glad you asked.
Massive numbers of jobs, high-paying jobs, good jobs, not the jobs we have today, which everybody agrees are bad jobs. We're going to create massive numbers of good jobs.
Right. Good jobs in the burgeoning new field of something terrific. You know, you Trumpsters, you didn't elect the next Reagan. You elected this guy.
I invite you to come to my seminar. Learn how to make a lot of money. Once you have a taste of a good life, you will never go back.
Cheap huckster, who you should have known was full of shit because he was always promising the moon. Everything is always foolproof and 100%.
But it is a foolproof way of winning the war with ISIS, and it will be absolutely 100%. They'll at a minimum come to the table, and actually they'll be defeated very quickly.
Folks, how much would you pay to get rid of ISIS very quickly? Don't answer yet, because not only will ISIS be gone like that, Here's our guarantee on undocumented immigrants.
They're going out so fast, your head blows.
So which do you like better, winning so much you're tired of winning or having your head spin?
Their heads would spin, your head will spin.
Winning.
Your head will spin. Winning big league. It's too much winning. We can't take it anymore.
You think we're bad for America? You think I'm bad for America?
You think I'm bad for America?
You think I'm bad for America?
Yeah.
Yes!
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 Yeah!
Yeah!
You think I'm bad for America?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. You do.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Really? Yes. 1,000 times.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes!
Like a shot of
it works every time.
You just drink it down and burns and makes you feel good, yeah.
Now you showed me your mural. You're a good artist. I think you're the best.
Hi there, the internet. It's me, a woman.
You may recognize me from TV, movies, magazines, or in late night film searches.
You probably thought about touching me. If an investigation does turn up conclusive evidence that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to manipulate our election, do voters have a clear idea of what should then happen next?
Oh, crap.
Turns out they do. This is the second part of that question. PPP asks, quote, if evidence comes out that proves conclusively that members of Donald Trump's campaign team worked in association with Russia to help Trump win the election, should Trump continue to serve as president or should he resign? Answer, resign. The majority of the country, 53%, says if he or anybody from his campaign worked with Russia to swing the election in his favor, Donald Trump should resign as president.
Once you have a taste of a good life, you will never go back.
You elected every cheap huckster who you should have known was full of shit because he was always promising the moon. Everything is always foolproof and 100%.
But it is a foolproof way of winning the war with ISIS. And it will be absolutely 100%. They'll at a minimum come to the table, and actually they'll be defeated very quickly.
Folks, how much would you pay to get rid of ISIS very quickly? Don't answer yet, because not only will ISIS be gone like that, here's our guarantee on undocumented immigrants.
They're going out so fast your head will spin.
So which do you like better, winning so much you're tired of winning or having your head spin?
The heads would spin, your head will spin.
Winning,
winning,
winning. Your head will spin. Winning big league. It's too much winning. We can't take it anymore.
You think we're bad for America?
You think I'm bad for America?
You think I'm bad for America?
Something like sad-looking lake. And that makes sense because that's how I feel right now. Like a terrified, sad lake. As a boy, I was never invited to the movies with any of the other boys and girls. But the joke's on them. Now, I'm the president. Tweet. Tweet. Twitter.
Trump,
tweet.
Trump, Trump, tweet. Trump.
Twitter,
Trump,
tweet.
Trump, Trump, Trump,
tweet, tweet.
Trump,
Twitter,
Trump,
Twitter,
Trump, Trump,
Twitter,
Trump, tweet,
Twitter,
Twitter, tweet.
Twump.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yeah! You think I'm bad for me?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Team worked in association with Russia to help Trump win the election. Should Trump continue to serve as president, or should he resign? Answer: resign. The majority of the country, 53%, didn't hear anybody from his campaign worked with Russia to swing the election in his favor. Donald Trump should resign as president.
From Hitler's collective speeches, My New Order.
It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, and I'm probably going to sue Vanity Fair over it.
Hitler was seen as self-obsessed.
I have a very good brain, and I've said a lot of things.
Hitler was often described as an egomaniac who only loved himself.
Because of my genius, okay?
And he was, quote, so thoroughly untruthful that he could no longer recognize the difference between lies and truth.
I think my strongest asset, maybe by far, is my temperament.
That fat, ugly face of hers. We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us.
Hitler was new. There were no previous political experiences, political models people could draw upon to make sense of what was happening.
He wrote in Mein Kampf, the people are so stupid. You just feed them the same slogans every day and they'll obey.
We will win. We will win. We will win.
No, no, they're never going to show this. They're never going to show it.
We are in a rigged system, and a big part of the rigging are these dishonest people in the media.
Order now, and we will throw in everything.
I will give you everything. I will give you what you've been looking for 30, 40, 50 years.
Really?
Everything? Everything, he said. Okay, I won't mock you anymore. You're not the first people to be fooled by a guy like Donald Trump.
What's your name?
Stanley Dowalski.
Polish, eh? What a coincidence. Rudy Polanski, how are you?
No sense crying over spilt snake oil. You can keep liking him, but just admit he is a con man. And a good one. The kind who tells you, I promise I'll pull out while he's coming.
Thank you.
anymore.
Madness is upon us. As such, my administration has declared March Madness Awareness Month. Under my new healthcare plan, I will provide groundbreaking March medication to cure this madness once and for all. Thank you. March is also the time for college basketball, which I am a huge fan of. Believe me, I do not fake the funk, people. Let's go to the bracket. First off, you see Gonzaga here. Don't like their chances. In fact, the country of Gonzaga is next in line for the travel ban. Those Gonzagans are bad hombres. Now, the Duke Blue Devils are looking good with their star player, Grayson Allen. Grayson, I will be donating one box of expired Trump steaks to the homeless every time you trip a player on the court. Thank you for your service.
Top, 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 top
it's ever been.
I want to have the strongest military that we've ever had.
I'm going to make our military so big, so powerful, so strong, that nobody is going to mess with us.
I don't want him negotiating for me. He makes bad deals.
How stupid are these politicians to allow this to happen?
I'm lowering taxes, actually, because I think it's so important for corporations. We are cutting them bigly.
You have a welfare system that really is... It takes away the incentive.
Es ist eine kleine Wurzellose internationale Kriege.
The international banks plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty.
Hitler made no secret of the fact that a vote for the Nazis was a vote for dictatorship.
I will restore law and order.
Ding, ding, ding. Round one. Fight. This just did. CNN is no longer fake news. Now they're super fake.
We don't want them in our country.
You see where I crumpled up the... I thought that was good. Okay, quiet down. You know what? I'm going to stop you for a second. I know this to be true. CNN guy just farted. I mean, it's a disgusting, ripe, rotten egg, stinky poo-poo fart. What is this what you do? You come into other people's houses and you just fart up the place? Yeah, I mean, of course, I think the immigrants should stay home, and that's what I tell Melania. And speaking of which, I mean, you look like you should stay home. Very brown. Very brown indeed. Next. And what they'll do is they'll report that I farted, but I didn't fart. And any of you are welcome to come stand behind me and take a whiff of the fart that I did not make. Oh, no, I mean, you're not a... No, I'm not answering your question. You're not attractive enough. Oh, you're hot. I'll answer your question. Oh, my. Let's see who's next. Yes, Jewish. By the way, I love Jews more than anyone on the planet of Earth. That being said, Jewish... Sit down, shut up, and take off that silly hat. Shut up. And again, I did not fart. CNN guy farted. And I would venture to guess that it's so bad that there's probably a little piece of shit in your britches. What's that? I can't understand you. I'm eating my snack. It's snack time. 306, okay? 306. That's the highest number of electoral votes since Ronald Reagan.
But Obama had more, Clinton had more, H.W. Bush. Why would you call
it fake? I will interrupt you until you shut your fucking mouth. Every time I eat chips, I get so curious about how they're made, how they make them tasty. I mean, these are the types of questions that you guys should be asking me.
Stay home and watch Judge Judy.
And again, I don't want to use the S word, but then you have to tell me how this sounded at all possible.
You can end up with great health care for a fraction of the price, and that's going to take place immediately after we go in, okay? Immediately. Fast. Quick.
Believing health care could be way better at a fraction of the cost is so silly. Let's call it silly.
Russia is fake news. I own nothing in Russia.
Russia. I have no loans in Russia. I don't have any deals in Russia.
What do you do in Russia?
I've looked at everything from resort to hotel.
No meeting. I may have met him, possibly, what it might have been in Cleveland. I do not deny that.
Okay. I did not have communications with the Russians.
But I did meet one Russian official a couple of times.
There's nothing to recuse himself. He was 100% straight with the committee.
Well, I have recused myself.
Was in touch with the Russian ambassador on the day the United States government announced sanctions for Russian interference with the elections.
It was strictly coincidental.
Michael Flynn turned in his resignation late Monday night.
Are there any ties between Mr. Trump and Putin and his regime?
No, there are not. It's absurd.
And among several senior Trump advisors regularly communicating with Russian nationals were then campaign manager Paul Manafort.
There's nothing there.
Of course not.
Absolutely not.
I don't know Putin.
I spoke indirectly and directly with President Putin, who could not have been nicer.
Donald Trump.
Of course.
I did it. I did it throughout the election process. And I did it again before leaving the White House.
Yes.
I love wiretaps. They're really easy to do. Donald Trump is not alone. I wiretap everybody. Now.
Calls between former President Obama and President Trump.
Hello?
Hey, Barack. Sorry, we have to investigate you on this wiretapping thing.
But you know I didn't do that.
I know, but we still have to investigate it. Otherwise, it'll look like I'm just mentally unstable.
So you're doubling down on the crazy thing you said in order to not look crazy.
Yes, exactly. Two crazies multiplied together cancel each other out and make me not crazy. Simple math.
That's crazy.
Multiplied by crazy equals not crazy.
administration. So, I called this news conference, and you're gonna flip over this. You're gonna love this. I called this news conference to distract the American people with some hilarious bullying. Ding, ding, ding. Round one. Fight. Oh, this just in. CNN is no longer fake news. Now they're super fake news. That was a good one. Did you see where I crumpled up the... I thought that was good.
How okay, are
quiet,
you
quiet down.
Sir, please, we need to know about your...
You know what? I'm going to stop you for a second. I know this to be true. CNN guy just farted. I mean, it's a disgusting, ripe, rotten egg, stinky poo-poo fart. What is this what you do? You come into other people's houses and you just fart up the place? Yeah, I mean, of course, I think the immigrants should stay home, and that's what I tell Melania. And speaking of which, I mean, you look like you should stay home. Very brown.
WCOM FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. This is Dr. Furious. Getting crazy in here. Every Thursday night, starting around 10, going to who knows how long. And you can learn more about the show by going to WCOMFM.org. And if you haven't noticed already, the show may be offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
The Trump approach to healthcare was never going to be repeal and replace. It was always bait and switch.
And what they'll do is they'll report that I farted, but I didn't fart. And any of you are welcome to come stand behind me and take a whiff of the fart that I did not make.
Thank you.
Stephen Bannon, the head of a right-wing website called Breitbart.com, as the campaign CEO.
This sort of alt-right movement is very disturbing.
Donald Trump is trying to have it both ways here, and I don't think he'll be successful. On one hand, he puts out statements denying there's any racism or any sexism or any of these other kind of things that we all find so abhorrent in his administration. And thank goodness we want presidents to do that. But on the other hand, he's appointed Steve Bannon as one of the two most powerful people in the White House, one of the most powerful people in Washington, whose previous company, well, he was executive chairman of it, and said of his company, that Breitbart, that it was the main platform for alt-right. And now here comes alt-right, and we see their true colors. They have this conference in Washington. It's overtly racist. It's overtly anti-Jewish. It's anti-Semitic. It's overtly against women. And it is overtly a white supremacist. They basically said this is a white nation. We're not going to lose it. We're going to reassert ourselves. And it says our motto has to be conquer or die.
Unable to make political headway with its standard progressive ideology during the election, Democrats portrayed Donald Trump and the alternative right media, also known as the alt-right, as racists, white supremacists, and Nazis.
Still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't killing off good young mood. When we get hungry, we eat the same food, the ramen noodle. The simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable, but full of juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lap, she don't tell me she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me none of that. She gon' take the brain away the place she spit on that. The doors are signs with it, don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste your time with. Guilty pleasures take the edge off reality, and for a salary, I'll probably do that sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are spitting with iguanas. The IRS piranha see it, getting common. In the hood, living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shithole. Trendsetter, I know, my shit cold. Handsetter, baby, cause I ain't so bold. But yeah, all you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. Boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
The fog and the smog of the media, the logs, false narratives of guys that came up against the odds. We're not just rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're conflict with the stars. You masses overlooking street art, better yet street smart, but you keep us on the chart. Some of your numbers and your statistician. I know about true competition. It's like the AO picture on there talking about a hitting. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got your Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten. Dreaming of a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hitting, hitting. To try and be the best in a division. Shaq Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot? Still, I'm trying to move you off the block. Babylon, blood clot. You on your head, Todd.
All you black folks,